Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger-cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger-cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It is not physical injury from which Penny Gibbs now suffers, but from the deep wound caused by the news of Barry Carlton's death. To her, the scars on her face are mild, the worry of failing eyesight nothing at all. The automobile accident proved fatal to Barry, and now Penny no longer wants to go on living. In her hospital room this morning is a visitor who knows what it is to face death. He is Paul, Nora Lang's father. And Paul says,
I'm glad you agreed to see me, Penny. I was half afraid you wouldn't.
Oh, Paul. Paul, you shouldn't have come all the way to Heatherton just to see me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't come down here just to see you. I had some business to take care of for the farm, and Freddie couldn't make it. It's because I was already here, I thought I'd take a chance and drop in on you.
I'm glad you didn't come just to see me. I don't want you to waste your time.
Well, I've never heard you talk such nonsense, Penny. I'm ashamed of myself for not getting down to see you sooner, but I'm supposed to take it easy, you know.
I hope you are.
Well, I'm taking it as easy as I can, but it's a strain after getting so enthusiastic about the farm and beginning to enjoy work after so many years of idleness. Perhaps I'm being penalized now for my foolishness of so many years. I want to work now, and I can't.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is. But maybe I'm still lucky. Freddie's there to do the work I ought to do. He's a born manager, that boy. The men will do anything for him. Freddie's come a long way since his first days in Rossville, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Penny, where's your interest in people and in things?
Can't you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine it's dampened, but fire isn't out, is it?
Oh, gone and won't burn again.
Oh, you're full of foolish things, Penny. I know Barry's death has been a blow to you, but the shock shouldn't snuff out your own will to go on with your own life.
There's no reason to go on now, Paul.
No? Well, now, maybe you're right. Is it all right if I smoke my pipe in here?
It's all right with me.
Thanks. I'll tap the ashes out the window when I'm through, just in case I'm breaking hospital rules. I think you're right, Penny. There's no reason for anyone's life to go on.
I'm glad at least one person agrees with me.
I heartily agree. Excuse me while I light up. Yes, I heartily agree. Death is staring us all in the face. For some of us, it's miles away. Others of us can reach out and touch it.
Paul, I'm sorry about your illness. Maybe it isn't as bad as you've been told.
Oh, I know the face of death, Penny. It's right here in front of my eyes constantly. I not only have nothing to live for, but I have only a little time in which to live.
Maybe not. Maybe a long time.
A long time, short time, what does it matter? Death is there in front of me, waiting, coming closer every day. I might as well die now and have it over with, don't you think?
No.
Why not? I've lived a good number of years. There's nothing ahead of me. Nothing but the end.
But before the end comes, Paul,
Oh, there's nothing there either. Only the satisfaction of seeing my daughter happily married. Of seeing my daughter and her husband prosper. Seeing my farm grow. That's not anything to look forward to, though. That's not much to live for, is it?
I think it's a great deal.
Well, you do. That's strange. I don't see how it can matter.
It does matter, though. Nora and Freddie are your life. They're your dream come true. You want to go on living for them, for all the other things in life that are good.
Oh, there's nothing much in life that's good. Just the beauty of the countryside, the marvels of the changing seasons, the coziness of a fireside on a chill December night, the pleasantness of a lake breeze when a summer night is hot, good food, good friends, a pipe, and good tobacco. Books, radio, traveling, seeing people and things, the excitement and the promise of every new day. That's all there is to live for, and it isn't much, is it?
It's a lot, Paul.
Enough to live for?
Enough to live for.
That's strange. Strange you should feel that way.
I feel that way for you, not for myself.
What there is for me to live for is there for you to live for, Penny. A new life, new hopes, new dreams, the promise of tomorrow. That's why I'm going to live, Penny, and keep on living for as long a time as I'm allowed. And that's why you're going to keep on living and wanting to live, too.
No, Paul. No, for me, it's different.
There's nothing different about it. We all face the same thing, finally. We all face the same hardships and heartaches along the way, but none of us ever gives up the will to live or loses the strength to face the rest of life with whatever burden the years behind may have imposed upon us.
You know, at first I thought you understood what's going on inside of me, how I feel. But I guess you don't. I guess no one knows. Paul, I can't describe what Barry meant to me, what he'll always mean. And I can't go on living for years with a ghost in my arms, a memory in my mind, an emptiness in my heart. Paul, without Barry, the little things that make life worth living have no meaning for me. I'm dead inside. And I want to finish dying.
Good morning, Nora. What's cooking, huh? And I do mean what's cooking on the fire.
Eggs, the way you like them, Freddie.
Good.
And are you all lazy bones this morning? You know, it's almost 11 o'clock.
Well, you know what time I hit the sack last night?
It was after 12, I know that.
It was after 3 in the morning.
Huh? Hmm?
Yeah, we had a sick mare out at the farm. I had to run all over the county after the vet.
Oh, that's a shame, darling. Is the mare going to be all right?
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, I'm glad. Daddy didn't stay up with you, I hope.
No, no, got into bed about 11 o'clock.
Good.
He went along without a fight, too. He had to get up at 5 this morning and go over to heaven.
Oh. All right, sleepyhead, your eggs are ready.
So am I. Come on, bring on the chow. Let's go.
Crickets, I guess you don't feel too well this morning, do you, Freddie, if you've been up most of the night?
Oh, no, no, I feel great.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. What's the matter? Don't I look okay?
Well, yes, but...
But what?
Nothing. Eat your eggs. I'll get some coffee.
Well, look, don't make a new pot of coffee just for me, Nora, but if you've got something to warm over, it's all...
I started heating it when I heard you getting up.
Oh.
It's nice and steaming now. Oh, there's cream in the pitcher.
Thanks.
There you are.
It's good.
Freddie, why did Daddy go to Heatherton?
Well, it wasn't for anything serious, Nora. He had to go to see about the trucks that we're getting next month.
Oh. How are the eggs?
Best in the world. Cooked by the best wife in the world and eaten by the best husband in the world.
Oh, you think so, do you?
Well, I must be the world's best husband. I have the world's best wife.
And you're eating the world's best eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets, we're right back where we started.
Yeah, guess so.
Freddie, do you have to go to the farm today?
Yeah, should be out there now. You know, Dad won't be back from Heatherton until late this afternoon. Why?
Well, nothing. I just wondered. I thought that maybe...
Yeah, maybe what?
Well, You do feel all right, Freddie.
Yeah, sure I do. What's the matter? What makes you think I don't?
Nothing, only, You're sure you don't feel any ill effects from losing sleep last night?
No, and I've had a good 7 hours sleep, even if I did have the sack early this morning.
Well, if you're sure you feel all right...
For Pete's sake, Nora, sure I feel all right. What's the matter? Do you have to keep worrying about it?
No, only, more eggs, Freddy?
No thanks, Cricket.
Coffee?
In a minute. What's the matter with you, Nora? You're acting awful funny.
Oh, I don't mean to, Freddy. Well, Freddy, listen. We had a lot of wonderful plans for just the two of us, didn't we?
Yeah, sure we did. We had some great... What do you mean we had them? Well, we still have got them, haven't we?
Well, yes, of course, Freddy, but, we're going to have to change our plans a little.
Change them?
Yeah.
Well, what for, Nora? I don't want to change them. I think they were okay just the way they were. Well, why should we change anything?
Well, because... Freddy, are you sure you feel fine this morning?
Nora, will you stop asking me that? Yes, I feel fine. I feel great. I'm a muscle man. I'm the vitamin kid. I'm full of sunshine and fresh air. Well, are you satisfied now?
Yes, Freddy.
Good. And stop asking me, will
yes,
you?
Yes, Freddy. I just wanted to make sure you were all right before I told you.
Before you told me what?
That we're going to have to change our plans a little about the house and things we were going to do together, just the two of us, because...
Well, because why?
Because we're going to have a baby.
Oh, well, if that's all we're going to have to check... What?
Freddy, don't stare at me with your mouth open like that. You look positively moronic.
Baby, Nora? Nora, you mean a real baby?
A real baby, darling.
Well, hey. Oh, don't stand up there, Nora. You better sit down or something. Maybe you better lie down and rest a little, huh?
Well, it's a little early for that sort of thing,
Freddy. No, it's not early at all. You got to take it easy, and you can't be running around... Oh, gee, Nora. I think maybe I better sit down.
So Nora and Freddie Lang are going to have a baby. Can the happiness of these two young people help Penny Gibbs once more regain a will to live? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.